From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Britain, the party is over. 4 days of festivities marking Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee wrapped up today with a royal appearance on that famous Buckingham Palace balcony. Vicky Barker reports on the day's events from London.
It began with a service of thanksgiving for her 60 years on the throne. The Queen, wearing a mint green suit and matching hat, entered St. Paul's Cathedral to a specially composed fanfare and to shouts of "God save the Queen" from the waiting crowds. Inside, most of the royals got through the hymns with only rare peaks of the lyrics. Princes William and Harry in conservative dark suits, William's wife Kate in pale apricot lace. The Queen's ailing husband, Prince Philip, was absent, so her ceremonial throne was put in the same row as her family, so she wouldn't have to sit alone. Then more ecstatic cheers as the royal party moved on to the 1,000-year-old Westminster Hall at the foot of Big Ben and lunch for 700. Yet today's delirious scenes were not foreordained. The monarchy and the monarch took some bad knocks in the 90s, particularly over what was seen as the glacial handling of the divorce and then death of William's mother, Princess Diana. Calvin McKenzie, a former editor of the Sun tabloid, believes Elizabeth II has just plain outlasted her worst critics.
The simple longevity of the Queen has meant that she has seen, in the words of the Chinese proverb, if you sit by the riverbank for long enough, you'll see your enemies float past you.
But the past 4 days have also shown just how thoroughly the firm, as it calls itself, has gone about updating itself. All of Britain's trades, professions, ages, races, and traditions have been part of the official events. Today's festive lunch wasn't all ermine and scarlet robes. A teenage scholarship student, Afoma Ojukwu, and gardener Jonathan Enzel were seated with royalty.
Prince William is on my table.
Prince Harry. Wow.
After, the royal party returned to Buckingham Palace in open-topped, horse-drawn carriages, the crowd surging up the mall to the palace gates, many waving red, white, and blue Union Jacks. The cheers rising to a roar when the Queen, Prince Charles, his wife Camilla, and William, Harry, and Kate appeared on the balcony. Kelly Meyer from Philadelphia was here for the duration.
I've seen the Queen 4 times in a row, and people don't see her that many times in a lifetime, and it's just been incredible and really life-changing, so.
Amid the cheers and artillery salutes and the ceremonial flyover, former Prime Minister John Major was asked why he thinks so many turned out on what was by now a rain-soaked Tuesday afternoon to sing "God Save the Queen" to an 86-year-old lady.
I think people have seen someone who for 60 years has been the best example of selfless service that I think you can possibly imagine.
In a rare televised address to her people later, the Queen pronounced herself deeply touched and humbled. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.